The NPP caucus in Parliament has attributed the cause of the spate of cholera outbreak in the country to central government. It says the lack of funds for MMDAs is hindering the activities, especially when it comes to sanitation. Deputy Ranking Member on the Health Committee of Parliament, Augustine Ntim, said this at a news conference in Accra. He said the timely release of statutory funds like the District Assembly's Common Fund would have prevented the outbreak of cholera. Augustus Akwe has the report.
Speaking on behalf of the MPP caucus, the MP for Ofinso North and Deputy Ranking Member on the Health Committee, Augustine Collins Ntim, said the increasing case of cholera is nothing but an outcome of poor leadership decisions. He said while the caucus sides with the President in leading the way in times of national calamity, if the necessary logistics have been provided to health and local administrators, the cholera outbreak could have been avoided.
What is required is a multifaceted, multisectorial approach involving mass education programs on preventive measures, the provisions of relevant logistics to deal with affected persons in settlement, the prompt dredging of water courses, and the desilting of choke drains. Above all, central government should release the district assembly's common fund to the various assemblies in order for them to be able to perform their traditional functions, in particular sanitation and the related functions.
On the Ebola canker, Mr. Ntim called for adequate logistics and practical measures to deal with it in the unfortunate event that it enters the country.
We fervently appeal for a far higher pitched national response to the Ebola on the agenda of government and the ministry responsible for health, which should engender a properly coordinated and synchronized public education.
The number of reported cholera cases in the country this year is estimated at 13,000.
Augustus Akwe's report.